Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI, St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Who would win in a fight between Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber? Now, this all came about a week or so ago because some magazine put Shawn Mendes on the cover and said, you know, the Prince of Pop. Well, Justin Bieber saw it and was like, okay, Prince of Pop. I think we all know who the real one is.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was not, like, actually aggressive. It was just a little, you know, fun back and forth banter between the two of them. Well, Shawn Mendes, at the end of last week, did an interview and, of course, they had to ask about this whole little Bieber, Shawn Mendes potential throwdown, and this is what Shawn Mendes said about it.
I think I'm bigger and I weigh more. I think he has another like type of level that he can click into that I don't have.
So yeah, I would say that's true. For some reason, I feel like Shawn Mendes is 100% like fair in a fight. Only does like the regulation fighting,
mm-hmm.
And Justin Bieber would pull a scrappy move on you.
He'd bite your ear off.
Yes, he would.
Yes.
I think what he was just saying is that Justin Bieber, he doesn't have, or he has that swag. Remember when he was coming up and the people he would hang out with?
Yeah.
Like, he can get rough if he needs to.
Yeah.
Whereas Shawn Mendes is just like, I just want to go to brunch with you and we can talk it out.
And he's like, and I will talk through it. I'll buy you a drink, bruh.
Yeah.
And like, then we can work it out at the gym.
No, Justin's like, I'm going to mess you up.
I'll shank you.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think it's good that we all know, you know, how we feel about our pop icons. Anyway, so Shawn Mendes, by the way, was on Saturday Night Live this weekend. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but the first song he did was the new one, If I Can't Have You. And then the second song he did, it was like a little stripped down of performance of In My Blood. He was wearing like a vest for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Sun's out, guns out, that's all I'm going to say.
Holly, did you get turned on by Shawn Mendes in this vest from Saturday Night Live?
It's not that it's, but it is. I mean,
what is it, Holly?
It's attractive. I mean, okay, so I tried real hard to be like, I don't even like Shawn Mendes anymore. And then I saw the stupid SNL performance. And
why is it stupid?
It makes me think he's very attractive.
Wow.
So, yeah, that picture I saw, and I was like, oh, with the arms. Oh, arms.
So, I just pulled this up, and if you just Google Shawn Mendes SNL vest.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing?
How your mom and them doing?
I would be willing to risk it all.
What does that mean?
Risk it all.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
We need to find a little video of his performance, and we'll post it on the Miguel and Holly Instagram.
Yeah, it's just the arms. I guess that's my thing.
Shawn Mendes is like a fine wine. He just keeps getting better with age.
That's one of my best friends, like, you know, she was like with me that whole time when I thought he was so cute, but he was like, you know, a teenager.
Yeah.
And then she texted me over the weekend and she goes, so I saw Shawn Mendes. He looking grown.
I'm telling you, he looking grown and sexy.
Yeah.
All right, we've been way too long talking about this.
That's enough of that. Kim Kardashian makes $1 million per Instagram post.
Oh.
Wow. She's not the only one either. Kylie Jenner reportedly makes that as well. And here's what's cool about Kim. And I usually never come on here and talk about what's cool with the Kardashians. However, I will give it up to Kim because she is still on this criminal reform thing, and she just helped free a guy named Jeffrey Stringer who'd been locked up in prison for 22 years on a drug possession conviction.
Mm.
The reason he was like life in prison was because it was a three strikes law about drug possession.
Right.
So you're like, is this a hardened criminal that's going to be out hurting the streets?
Mm.
No. So that's what she's doing, and it's cool. Like, she's like actively doing this behind the scenes, and then she'll put a post together, you know, when her work comes to fruition. But I just thought that was really cool for her to, you know, be going and doing this cool stuff in the community.
I feel like for someone like Kim Kardashian, you've built a career on vanity, on cosmetics, your life, drama.
It's all very, very fake almost.
It is. And so obviously Kim Kardashian is a real human being with real feelings who's passionate about things. And so I just love that she's showing that, yes, you can focus on your beauty and have all that, but then you also got to have some passion projects and be able to give back to society somehow.
Yes.
And not just take.
And so we're seeing that happen, and I really love it. And then finally, before we wrap this up, I will tell you that Avengers Endgame is still just cleaning up at the box office. It made another $145 million in its second week, which makes the total $619 million in the U.S., $2.1 billion worldwide.
Wow. I was one of those people. I saw it yesterday right before we went to McDenton's in Soho for Cinco de Mayo. And I went at 11 a.m. to the AMC Sundial in downtown St. Pete.
Sure.
The theater was packed at 11 a.m. on Sunday.
I know.
Like, this movie, I was shocked.
The only movie, well, it looks like it surpassed Titanic. The only thing that it's missing is Avatar. Avatar made $2.8 billion. I have a feeling this will be eclipsed.
Oh, most definitely. It's only been 2 weeks and it's still close.
It's only like 700, some numbers away. I can't.
Holly, can you calculate that real quick?
Oh, wait a second. Okay, so there's $2 billion. Mm-hmm. $2.1 billion.
Take the one.
$2.8 billion. Right. So that's seven.
Minus five.
$700 million?
And yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, there you go, thanks. Holly. You did math. Mental math.
I'm giving it. That's all I'm doing for the day. That's what's on Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:03, and we have $5,000 up for grabs.
Yes.
Do you hear that? Think about your checking account. Let's say you got $300. Okay? We're going to add $5,000 to it, okay?
Wow.
You got to be listening at 8 a.m. for that special keyword to text in.
Okay.
Now, after this past weekend, we're going to have to set up some new rules in place for Guilty Pleasure Fridays at Franklin Manor.
Okay.
What are these new rules and why are we making them?
Oh, dear.
Find out in two songs with Miguel and Holly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.